Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Something to Say Show. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, December 11th, 2012. I don't believe it's the 11th, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it's the 17th. I'm so ecstatic that I'm getting everything confused. So let's try that again. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday, December 17th, 2012. It's another magical music movement Monday. Try to say that and be ecstatic, right? Yes, because Santa Claus is coming to town. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, and a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And I'm also in the Anonymous Blue Studios with my executive producer, founder, CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. I'm talking about no other than Mr. D. Slate. How's it going, D. Slate?
Hey, 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 what's happening, everybody? D. Slate in the building once again, the I Got Something to Say radio show on the airwaves, as always, on Monday, getting it in with the fit-ins. What's going on, everybody? PJ, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. And I believe also in the Anonymous Blue Studios, we have our brother, our social media light, our, you know, everything that belongs to the show. He is so committed. I'm talking about no other than CK. How's it going, CK?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? What's going on? How you doing, PJ? What's going on, D-Slate? How my family doing tonight?
We good.
All right.
Good.
Doing What's pretty up? Good. Thank you for asking. Yes. And I hope that, you know, our Say Something News correspondent is in the building on this evening. I'm talking about no other than artist, photographer, and always giving us an extra laugh. Talking about that, Mr. Norfolk, is he in the building on tonight?
Last time I saw Al, he was still in the drive-thru trying to get him a couple of Big Macs before he came to the show.
I tell you what, it never fails, it never fails, it never fails. So we're going to keep this thing moving, ladies and gentlemen. We got quite a few things going on tonight. We have no national artists and no national guests in the building. However, we are the special guests. And I want to just take it even a bit better than that. We have some heroes. We have some legendary people that will never be forgotten. And we want to give a tribute. We want to give a small token of a tribute as well as a moment of silence for those victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. That's near and dear because it's so, so close to my hometown. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, for those that don't know. You know, yes, so I drive a car. And anything that's just horrific as such definitely touches the souls of many. If you have running blood flowing through your veins, yes, definitely.
PJ, it looks like Al is in the building. Al, you got your Big Macs, bro?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
good.
Okay, I'm just like really taken aback. You all interrupted my movement here. I was talking about something really, really serious, but I'm glad that you're in the studio with us on this evening, Al. But ladies and gentlemen, as I was stating before, just a really, you know, devastating situation that took place. However, we are going to show our appreciation and our heartfelt condolences to the victims and the families and just to the world to show that we have to unite. It took place in Connecticut. However, you know, we are there, I can, where we stand. So at this particular moment, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if your personal affiliations, your religious factors, your, you know, particular political factors or preferences, we ask that you put that aside at this particular time and indulge in a moment of silence for those who were affected, for those who lost lives in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Ladies and gentlemen, so before we introduce the information, how are we going to set the show up on this evening? We're definitely going to have a wonderful, wonderful time, and we're going to keep those in prayer, and we're going to keep those in our hearts for those affected. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to give a tribute, Wake Up by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. D. Slade.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's our tribute from the D. Hour Show family, and I Got Something to Say radio show. Prayers and prayers and condolences go out to the families in Connecticut, and we will definitely pray for you. May you stay blessed and be uplifted. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We are back. Another wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We are here on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in to your radio applications, or should I say smartphone applications. Check us out on our Facebook page and on our Twitter page, the D Hour Show, as well as the I Got Something to Say radio show. And ladies and gentlemen, that was our tribute to the victims and the lives lost and families and community in the United States who are also have been horrendously affected by the most recent events. Today on today's actual show, we're going to have a lot for you. We're going to have Poetics Holiday Picks, Stiletto Demo Throwdown, Countdown with yours truly. CK is going to bring the quote of the day and some famous birthdays to us. And Mr. Norfolk, of course, is always going to bring the Say Something News, and you're going to be able to ask Al anything, the holiday segment. I got some good questions to ask him on tonight. Definitely. And D-Slate, he's going to always bring us the Let's Talk Sports, you know, and I'm definitely waiting for that according to the game last night, those 49ers, and of course, my hometown, Patriots, New England, I'm speaking of. And then we have the holiday favorites, Ghetto Gourmet. I definitely missed him. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and kick off our show with a little conversation, casual conversation with microphone memos with Miss Fabulous, yours truly. We talked a little bit about the recent school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, at Sandy Hook Elementary School. We're going to talk a little bit about Doomsday. What's so special about 12/21/12? Eight more days before Christmas. I was going to say seven, but that would be Christmas Eve, which is a week from today. And then I also want to get into, if we have a little bit more time, about the financial cliff and how it's affecting the economy by way of the holidays through shopping, traveling, and gas prices. And then, you know, before we get out of here for 2012, at each segment, I want to talk a little bit about moments, memorable moments and lasting moments of 2012, which has been a superior year. But, you know, we always have some things and some and memorandums that we've lost a lot of great people and so on and so forth. Now, D-Flake, CK, and Mr. Norfolk, let's go ahead and talk about what everyone is in the news discussing at this particular time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to go ahead and skip real quick. We'll come back in that particular order. I want to talk about Doomsday. What are your thoughts about 12/21/12? You know, it's supposed to be the world is going to end and, you know, all these horrific things are going to happen. And, you know, according to the, I want to say Mayan calendar, you know, it's already been predicted that X, Y, and Z is going to take place. You know, it's a factor of who you believe in, your faith, and so on and so forth. It's been recorded, and it's also been reported that people are taking out millions of dollars out of their banking accounts. People are making their last, you know, final arrangements and so on and so forth. Hey, CK, let's start with you. What are your thoughts about the hype around 12/21/12?
Well, PJ, you know, from my personal opinion, last week when they made a big deal about 12/12/2012, it really didn't make no difference. It ain't have no change. I personally feel like, you know, people are going to say stuff to scare people, and you're going to have someone that's going to believe it personally in their own opinion. But I personally don't think nothing's going to happen. It's some crazy person going to try to make the media attempt. But other than that, I mean it's going to be a regular day. And I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Mr. Norfolk, your thoughts, if you have any, regarding this 12/21/12, a.k.a. presumed as Doomsday?
Nobody really knows the day or the hour. So,
amen, I mean, brother.
And I'm going to just keep it at that. I mean, it really, if you could predict things, I mean, look, people do things to keep people fear. Fear is a way of controlling people. We might get shut down tonight because I got a lot to say tonight. But if you can control people by fear or by financial or by any by education or by economic stance, people will do it. So I mean, I ain't scared. That's all I gotta say.
But you say you ain't never scared? Me either. I'm with you on that one. I ain't never scared. And I'm not taking off my shirt and let my gut roll either to say that either. D. Slay, executive producer, what are your thoughts regarding Doomsday, December 21st, 2012, this forthcoming Friday? What are your thoughts?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I was frightened a little bit, and I just went ahead and took all that crazy money out of my bank account, you know what I'm saying? That $1 is going to get me a long way, you know what I'm saying? So I just took it out and put it in my pocket because I know I'm going to need it. No, you know what? Honestly, to be honest with you, I agree with Al. I want to say this. First of all, if any Christians are out there, anybody that goes to church, anybody that reads the Bible, it clearly states nobody knows when it's going to happen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gonna know. There's no date, you know, where people can prepare. No. Nobody's gonna know when it's gonna happen. That's first off. Second,
amen.
I also got some information about the whole Mayan calendar thing, and this is what you guys gotta understand. It was also stated as well that, the thing behind the whole Mayan calendar is that One of the reasons why they probably predicted that this was probably going to be the end is because they couldn't calculate past that date.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't
That's right.
calculate the rest of the calendar past that date. So you have to understand this: if you're that race of people and you couldn't calculate past that date, automatically you're going to assume that must be the end.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
That must be the end. We can't calculate past that date. That's the end. But I want to say this to end it. I want to say that first of all, you got to give the Mayans props for being able to come up with a calendar from their time all the way until now. Okay,
absolutely.
That's props. That's much respect. But for them, I mean, I can't hate on them for not being able to calculate past 2012. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with a calendar from their time all the way to now. Man, that's much respect. But that's the whole theory behind that, is that because they couldn't calculate past that, that they just assumed it was the end. And like I said before, any Christian and every Christian knows that there's no date, there's no time, there's no hour, there's no minute or second. Nobody knows when it's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Hey, D-Slay.
Go ahead.
What if the Mayans was hood rats and you know what I'm saying? They was, you know what I'm saying, our version of hood rats, and they just stopped right there. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
We don't know what the Mayans really look like. They could have been black folks. They could have been going off CP time. We don't know that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right, and the Mayans could have been like, they could have been Mayan them. You know what I mean? So it could have been like Mikhail and them, but they just did like a little acronym. Because, you know,
Mayan
we're notorious.
That's right.
Mayan
them.
Mayan
right.
and them. Right.
Mayan them. Exactly. Maya and them said that it was going to end on 12/21/12. That's what Maya and them said, but, you know, I don't be believing them.
Right, the one on the street is. Right, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not making light of it. We're just always just trying to lighten your spirits and just kind of put some food for thought. Well, speaking of which, this spinach pizza is delicious, I'm telling you. But and I digress. But ladies and gentlemen, let's move into the next topic of microphone memos with yours truly, Miss Fabulous. Been hearing a lot of news. I tell you, this is going to go down in history as into where were you when the Twin Towers went down? Where were you when Hurricane Katrina took place? Where were you when, you know, X, Y, and Z, when President Barack Obama was elected into office? This is going going to be one of those, where were you? And let me tell you, in my profession, actually, I was going to meet with the client when I heard the news and got back in my car, heard the news. I was just leaving a high school in Norfolk, Virginia. And I'm telling you, I just had to sit there and collect my thoughts because, you know, anybody with type of emotion or feelings, you should have felt something. My heart goes out, my heart goes out, my heart goes out. Some of those teachers were very heroic, the principal, the school psychologist, a couple of other adults, and I believe 18 children, 26, I've heard in some reportings, 27 in some reportings, you know, have lost their lives, and it's just a tragedy. But what I want to kind of focus on briefly, and then we can move on to the next topic, ladies and gentlemen, and then two, if you have an opinion or you want to chime in to the conversation, you can get in when you fit in at 718-766-4553. Once again, our live lines are 718-766-4553. I'm definitely getting turned around tonight. I'm just so excited, but just so, you know, humbled and just so spiritual on this evening because it's so much going on in the world. But what I wanted just to touch bases on was, one, the gun control throughout the United States, and then, two, this whole aspect with mental health. You know, not to, you know, kind of go into greater details, but Let me just say this, if you have school-age children, and even if you're not in Newtown, Connecticut, you know, you're in USA, everywhere USA, how do you allow your children to feel safe? How do you allow them to feel as if this cannot or this may happen to them? How do you convince them to let them know? Let me start with CK, because you all have school-age children. CK, let's start with you. How do you talk to your kids?
Well, my son, we have a good communication with each other. He's 8 years old, so I sit down and I break it down word for word, everything to where he can understand, and I let him know, I say, if something goes on, you drop. You know, mm-hmm. play dead, do whatever you can, something to throw that person off or something like that. I try to teach them every little thing about strangers, everything. But as far as a situation like this, we talked a little bit about it Saturday, but we didn't get too much into it. My mom did the most of the talking with him on that one.
How old is your son, TK?
He's 8 years old.
Okay. So he's definitely of school age, not that much older than, you know, some of the perishing victims who were majority on average 6 and 7 years of age. And I'm just getting chills as I, you know, kind of replay and relive it. You can't get away from it. It's everywhere in the media. You know, definitely, you know, it's something to be discussed. And I think someone made a very, very interesting point on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Huge fan, shout out. One of the administrators in that particular area spoke, and he said something to this degree, you know, lots are not necessarily put in the door to keep people out. Lots are generally put in the doors to keep the students in, you know, and they're more safer in being in the school building than coming in the cars and the buses in which they traveled on to get there. And I thought about that all day, and I said, you know, that is a good point, you know, but it's no way avoidable for you to change your school plans or your safety, you know, regards and so forth. Maybe they need to be reevaluated. So I know a lot of different districts, to shout out to Norfolk Public Schools and a couple of other areas and states, you know, they were reevaluating their plan, their safety plans. What are your thoughts on that, Al, in terms of safety in the schools? Prayer was taken out of the schools, safety in the school, armed guards, police officers are now in schools. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, safety and students and the curve of learning?
Well, we can't just go back to, you know, bringing God into the schools. And don't get me wrong, I'm not an un-advocate, if that's a word, for prayer in school. But we do have to understand that there are different religions and there are different people who practice different things. So we can't force someone to actually, you know, do it. I think we should go to a moment of reflection or something like that. And if you train your kids right, then they know that that's their moment to go in their closet and have their little prayer at school or whatever. We gotta understand that in light of a tragedy, like I said before, people do things to create fear so that they can manipulate the mindset of people to do other things. I am not an advocate for gun control because I got guns. I'm gonna stay with a gun because once we realize that they are just bad people out here, gun control ain't gonna stop a bad man from getting a gun. It's just gonna make the people who need to protect themselves unable to get one. That's just my stand on it. So, I mean, they're just bad people out here, and people have to understand that no matter what we do, somebody's gonna be bad. If we take away all the guns, people are gonna start sticking people. So you know what I'm saying, we gotta take away all the sticks too.
Right, and you know, I want to side with your position, Mr. Norfolk, because you made a very interesting factor. There are a lot of bad people, and people don't, you know, necessarily, I'm making a hasty generalization. I'm not the spokesperson for, you know, the National Rifle Association or anything like that. This is just my personal opinion, which are like nose and cell phones. Everyone has one for the most part, but, you know, basically, guns do not kill people. People kill people, you know, and there are a lot of troubled souls out here, and it's not necessarily saying that's a reason why, but we have to evaluate it. We have to protect our families. So, you know, that's a personal choice, and it's also an amendment. You know, you have the right to bear arms, you know, and not necessarily in a physical sense, like flexing or anything, just to make light of the situation, but no pun intended, but you do have that amendment right. So we're not, you know, encouraging you or anything like that, you know, on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Basically, we're just stating our opinions and not necessarily facts. So do you have any last-minute commentary that you want to add in regards to safety in the schools or anything in light of the tragic events that took place, executive producer D. Slate?
You know, I want to say this. I really have a whole lot to say about this, and I'm not going to go off the schedule, but because I do have a show. We do have some shows tomorrow on Wednesday, and I got all week to go in on it. But I do want to say this. As far as the whole safety situation in the schools and different things like that, first of all, I do agree with Al, and I want to say this, that not only are there bad people, but these individuals are mentally ill, okay? These individuals are mentally ill, and they have some serious problems. And it's really a sticky situation. It's really a sticky topic. It's really a touchy topic because I think the thing that boggles the mind is how do we really stop these certain kind of people? How do we really stop these people when we don't really know who they are? We don't know if they're troubled. Now, a lot of suggestions have been thrown out there, and I have heard a couple. You know, one of the suggestions is that mentally ill people be registered like sex offenders. So that way, you know, people can keep up with them and know, you know, that if they're in their neighborhoods and different things like that, as well as, you know, this is my thing with the whole security thing. Now I don't know if they will be able to really pull something together like this, but I think that maybe they need to create a nationwide security force. Maybe they need to create a nationwide security force that is military trained by the military trained nationwide security force, and you put these security officers in schools, malls, movie theaters, and so forth. That way, the police and whoever else don't have to focus on what they're doing on top of some of this other stuff, and they can focus on the crime and the other things that's going on. So maybe the government should create some type of nationwide security force and that which will probably help people feel a little bit safer about what's going on with the whole safety bill, because if this problem keeps persisting and going on, people are going to be pulling their kids out of schools, and they're going to be putting their kids in online schools, and a lot of teachers are going to be losing jobs, and it's going to be a problem. And I heard that the word on the street is that people are telling their state officials, the public is telling the government, either you do something about it or we're going to do something about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very, very interesting positions, all different positions, from CK to Mr. Norfolk to D. Slate and to yours truly. And it's really great that we do have a forum. You know, D. Slate, I want to thank you again for allowing these, you know, shows to take place on your radio network, because I feel like it's really, really imperative. And definitely thank you to Blog Talk Radio for giving us an absolute forum to be able to disseminate, to be able to reload and regroup and to process, and I'm able to speak eloquently on the subject of counseling because I do possess a master's degree in counseling. So, you know, some people may say, well, how has she become the expert or the spokesperson? Well, I have the credentials. You know I crack a little jokes, but I am a scholar. So, and we all are all college degree, by the way. So, you know, we are able to speak on various topics and things of that nature, but we're always interested in hearing from you. So if there's a hot button discussion that you want to talk about, you know, definitely you can always make connection with us on our social networking sites, as well as you can call to our live lines or our chat room. The live line number is 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. I'm going to kind of deviate. I know we've kind of, you know, stayed a little bit longer on some of these topics, but it was a really, really healthy, not necessarily debate, but it was a healthy discussion, and I think it was most needed. So I love my family, I'm telling you. And we are the I Got Something to Say radio show, but we are radio, and we always have something to say. We're going to probably touch a little bit on maybe the financial cliff and the economy and things of that nature. If we have time within the show, I kind of want to go ahead and move about the cabin and do something different, ready to get into our first musical break for tonight. We're focusing on a couple of Christmas songs, and then we're going to get back in after we come back live. We're definitely going to hear from my brother, your man, Mr. Norfolk, is going to bring us the Say Something News. And after that, we're going to hear some Let's Talk Sports with D. Slate, and we're going to keep this moving like you all. So if you can hear me at Radio Land, clap twice. Doot-doot. If you can hear me at Radio Land, clap twice. Yes, absolutely. This is your girl, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And we also got D. Slate, CK, and Mr. Norfolk in the building. Let's go ahead and get into our first Poetics Picks or our musical break for this evening. We got some Christmas hits for you. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to D. Slate.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's time for Poetics Holiday Picks. Happy holidays, Poetics, happy holiday picks right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We got some Run DMC, we got some TLC. Oh, yeah, we want to make you feel, we want to get you in the spirit
yes,
of the holiday. Absolutely, we want you to enjoy the holiday. We want you to be safe, and we want to get you definitely in the spirit. Poetics, happy holiday picks right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Now, why the hell are you sending me Morse code? We're not in the military. Say something.
Jingle bells.
ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you blue. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back now. The time is 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour, Eastern Standard Time, and we are in the Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, via satellite Arizona, via satellite Missouri, via satellite Norfolk, via satellite after satellite after satellite, and all those great things. Yes, because we are the world, we are radio, and we are most importantly on Blog Talk Radio, one of the most fabulous networks, the D Hour Show Radio Network as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Poetic's Happy Holiday Picks. That was Christmas in Hollis, one of my all-time favorite. I am exhausted from doing the Running Man, you know, a couple of weeks shy of 40. I can't be doing all this hard manual labor, but, you know, I was getting it in. And then The Sleigh Ride by TLC. Yes, I love both of those. Love them, heart them, yes. And definitely, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised to you, we are going to get into the Say Something News. Al always has something very special for us. And we're going to add a little holiday twist because we are 1 week away from the day and from the date from Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas Eve is next Monday, so I'm hoping that we will be on the air. I'm game for it. I got to speak with our executive producer. Are we going to be on the air next week, D. Slate?
Well, if the brothers will, Al.
Not like putting the brother on the spot. Like, live on air. Live on air. Like, you know what I'm saying?
D-Slate on the show. Al CK, are you guys down with that?
Man, I got kids. I want to make a special stop in or something. I don't know. You know that's Yamin. Yamin, not Yamin. Right. He ain't in the NBA no more. That's Yamin.
Yamin.
That's okay. We completely understand. You got to prepare for, you know, sainting it and, you know, have conversations and do the cookies. I could just imagine you now with the apron on, but.
I gotta work. When is your time?
Exactly. How you living? Yes. What about you, CK?
Well, I know my son's gonna be with his family, his mom, his sisters, and brother. So that night, so I have him Christmas morning. So I'm for it. And we can have some fun, you know, do some things, you know, trim the tree, you know, decorate, you know. What's I want to do, you know?
That's real.
No
doubt. I think that's real. I think it's going to be live. I think, you know, especially, you know, during Christmas Eve, I mean, it's going to, a lot of people are going to be in the crib chilling, so it's going to be a lot of people that's probably going to be listening. So, absolutely. I mean, around that time in a lot of the Midwestern and Eastern states, it's going to be, you know, kind of cold, maybe snowing. So, yeah, people probably going to definitely be tuning in. So, yeah, we can definitely try to put them in the spirit.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know. that's the response that you normally get when you put someone on the spot. You know, it's either yes or no. Check yes or no. And I know people are like, dang, they whack. That man, they not going to respond. What you doing?
See,
what is you doing? You know,
see,
what is you doing?
See, what had happened was, I had told Ray Ray and them that I was going to hang out with them.
Exactly. With my in and them.
Or you could have just threw everybody off and just been like, hold on, somebody paging me. Hold on.
Right. Turn that VCR down. Turn that VCR down.
Let me check the transcript. Hold on, somebody paging me.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say this real quick before we get into the Say Something News. But it is really, really hilarious about different regional colloquialisms. Okay, let me break it down. Different sayings and different words, how we would present it one way, tomato and tomato. You know, like people say, make groceries, buy groceries. My mother is in her 70s, and you know what she always says? I'm not going to say my government name, but she'll say, poetic, Miss Fabulous. And I'd be like, yes, mother. She'll be like, I like that record. I'd be like, mother, what are you talking about? She'd say, I like that record. That means song in translation. Okay, and she'll be like, that's one of my favorite pictures. And I'm like, mother, what are you talking about? Pictures is meaning like movies. So, you know, you have to be able to translate. Like she say, she want me to come over and do some fangaways. And I said, what are those? And she said, you know, the things you push up in your hair, fanger, F-A-N-G-E-R, fangaways. I don't correct my mother because she's 71. So, you know, I just say, okay, mother, you're the best. You're doing the most. So, in translation, colloquialism, Yamin means that Mr. Norfolk is going to think about it. He'll get back with us. That's what Yamin means.
Yeah,
it
like
is.
A 655 now. And the nah means that we just hanging on. Nah. We got to bring that back for 2012. Nah.
I just want Al to know. I just looked in the Jesse Jackson dictionary, and unadvocate is a word.
Unadvocate is not a word. It is a word?
Yeah, I just looked in the Jesse Jackson dictionary. It's a word.
Okay, so did you check with our officials? Let me make sure we got the official word. Yes, it is. I'm hearing in my earpiece, yes. That is a go. That is a go. Yes. That's a go. It is. CK, you okay?
I'm just loving it. I have one request for next week's show if we do it.
Okay.
What you got?
Can we do a countdown for like the... Huh?
I'm sorry, English right now?
Can we do a countdown for the all-time most favorite, most loved Christmas songs of...
Oh, yeah, I know it ain't coming there. I know it ain't coming there.
We're going to get it here, CK. Oh, we're going to get it. Oh, yeah, we're going to work that out, definitely. It's going to be music. It's going to be jokes. It's going to be reflections of some of the greatest hits from 2012 with the I Got Something to Say show. And really, guess what? We're coming up on a year very soon. So I am ecstatic. I am ecstatic for our one-year anniversary for the I Got Something to Say radio show. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move forward. As promised, we're going to bring you the Say Something News by Mr. Norfolk. And then after that, we're going to get into a little bit of sports with D. Slate. So ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself. Brace yourself. Mr. Norfolk with the Say Something News. We got a little Peanuts game music for you. That's right. Good grief, Charlie Brown.
Hey, yo. It's your boy, Al Bogoff, with the Say Something News. Yeah, dig it. Hey, the Duchess of Cambridge, all she got is morning sickness, man. Can we stop making it a national event? I mean, it's just more, she's going up a little bit. I mean, get us some ginger ale, tell us to lay out somewhere. Last week, a stowaway fell out of a plane coming in for a landing in Heathrow. He just fell out the sky. Wow. He should have just paid for that ticket. Right? 12-21-12 coming up, yo. That's the last day of layaway, so y'all better have your money right. You know what I'm saying? Or they're going to put it back on the shelf and charge you that fee for it. I'm getting a special bulletin from Santa Claus. He said, put some spiced rum in the eggnog, y'all. You know what I mean? He like to get a little tipsy, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going to drink it fly. And one more thing, for all you President Obama haters or President Obama lovers, you know what I'm saying, people be like, you can't say that bad about my president. I got to take note of something. Obama always starts his news conferences at hard times, like 37 after the hour. So is that PCP time? That's presidential CP time? You might want to think about that. Let's just say some news with your boy. You did.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all mean, that was Mr. Al Norfolk bringing us the Say Something News. Now, definitely, I always look forward to that, the little undertones of the Charlie Brown Christmas. I love the little added touch. Thank you very much, Poetic.
I love that. I got cheese and crackers over here with my pinky up. I mean,
wow, don't choke on your ass, Scott. All right, y'all mean. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to be a part of the show. We want you to be a part. So definitely 718-766-4553. Definitely get in on the chat room. Definitely get in on the live chat. You know, just don't wait till we get nationals to, you know, be a part of our show. We want you to be a part all the time because you know why? We are radio and you are family. Yes. Y'all gonna stop interrupting me too, but go ahead.
Am I playing tricks on her? She on that Bushwick Bill right now, yo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, screw up. You're in timeout. Go to your room. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are family. This is what we do all the time. I would not trade my producer, the co-host, our correspondents, you know, and, you know, he's my frat brother for real. I'm telling you, we go way back, like, you know, Glory Curls and Double Dutch in the middle of the street and cars coming. I mean, that's how far we go back. So, ladies and gentlemen, we always enjoy to say something new. Thank you for that. Now we're going to move on and fast forward to Let's Talk Sports with D. Slate. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, by all means, I present to you D. Slate, and he's going to talk what? Sports.
Oh, yeah. Football heads, get ready for it. The playoffs are among us. regular season is coming to a close. We're getting close to it. It's football time. Oh, yeah, I got something to say. Radio show. Oh, yeah, it's time again to let you guys know of the travesty that's called football that went down this weekend. Let's start with Thursday. The Cincinnati Bengals, the Philadelphia Eagles, Dogs, and Philly Cheesesteaks. I don't know how the hell that go together. But look here, the Philadelphia Eagles went down against the Cincinnati Bengals 34-13. So sorry, Philly. So sorry. We go to Houston. In Houston, the Indianapolis Colts, the rookie Andrew Luck, going against Arian Foster and the Houston Texans. Texans got came out on top 29-17. We're so sorry, Andrew. Maybe you'll be lucky some other time. Baltimore, Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, the icon, going up against that rugged defense that really looked like a high school defense in Baltimore. I don't know what their problem is, but Denver Broncos came out on top 34-17. Peyton Manning's on his way back to the Super Bowl, people. We go to Miami, Jacksonville, Jaguars, Miami Dolphins. Jaguars can't swim. What the hell? But you can best believe the Dolphins got with them 24-3 right here in Miami. We're so sorry, Jacksonville. We are so sorry. Football just not the same. Let's go to Cleveland. The Browns. The Redskins. RG3 wasn't playing, but that didn't matter because quarterback Cousins came out on top. His cousins, his aunties, his uncles. Whoever was quarterbacking, you can best believe they gave Cleveland a thrashing 38-21. We go to St. Louis, Minnesota, the Vikings against the Rams. Adrian Peterson, once again, 212 yards and a touchdown in Minnesota, 36-22 over St. Louis. We go to New Orleans, Gumbo, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, I don't know what the hell was in the gumbo, but Tampa Bay didn't score a damn point. It was 41-0, a straight week. You shouldn't have stole that out the store, ass whooping. We go to A-Town, Atlanta, and the New York City Little Bitty Giants, because the Giants didn't score a damn point. The A-Town Falcons turned the Big Apple into a black dried-up ass raisin. I don't really know what was going down in A-Town. We go to Chicago, the Windy City, the Green Bay Packers, Cheeseheads, told them, pizza don't taste no damn good without cheese, and the Packers came out on top 21-13. We go to Buffalo, Seattle. What the hell is going on in Seattle? They beating people's ass like they stole something, like they came home with bad grades. I mean, the whole nine. The Seattle Seahawks beat the hell out of the Buffalo Bills 50-17. We go to San Diego, the Chargers against the Panthers. Oh, yeah, Cam Newton, the brother, doing it once again, 31-17 over the Chargers. It turned the Chargers into a fizzled-up little firecracker. We're going to go to Arizona. What the hell went down in the desert? Oh, yeah, the Cardinals finally able to find the win. I think they went and got a spotlight and a flashlight, and they was able to find themselves a win. 38-10 over the Lions. We go to Oakland, Kansas City Chiefs. The Oakland Raiders... They told the Chiefs, we're going to beat you down if you don't let us lose. And the Chiefs said, hey, we got enough problems. Go ahead and take the win. Chiefs didn't get nothing. It was Oakland Raiders 15-0. Dallas, the boys. Pittsburgh, the steel town. Dallas beating them down in overtime. It was a barnyard burner, 27-24. We go to New England. Beans, we got baked beans and clam chowder, and if you eat that together, use a nasty MF. Look here, the New England Patriots, the San Francisco 49ers. Man, this was a hell of a game. We was rooting for Tom Brady, but sorry, that San Francisco defense was a little too much, and the 49ers came out on top 41-34. And your game right now, Tennessee over the New York Jets, Tennessee is on top. 7-3, and we really hope the Jets can get it together because right now they're looking more like a Yugo instead of a Jet. Back to you, PJ.
Hey, can I interject real fast?
You can go ahead and interject. It's been happening all night, but go ahead and interject.
I just want to say, I predicted the Broncos to win the championship at the beginning of the season. So everybody know me, know I'm a Broncos fan. We keep it blue and orange. And we about to get that first round bye, so y'all look out for us. You can say you heard it here first on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Be here. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Only thing I heard was blah, 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 got a first blah, 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 I got something to say radio show. New England Patriots, clam chowder, we drive cars, stop hating, the numbers on Tom Brady's back, what, the best quarterback, yes, 1-2, number 12, means governance, mean whole, what you trying to do, let's take it outside the parking lot, come on, yes, stop hating on my New England Patriots, love you, Billy Trapp. Please, let it go. Thank you, All-American, AFC. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, a speaking in third person, that is I. Of course, D. Slate, our producer, Mr. Norfolk, our news correspondent, and CK, our social media light, or should I say our social light, or should I say, yes, one of the best. Of course, that ever did it. He's always doing the most. And we are a family here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We thank you for tuning in each and every Monday and to all of our brother and sister shows on the D Hour Show Radio Network. Blog Talk Radio is where we are. So right now, as promised, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep this thing moving. I love this segment of the show. When I created it, I had all women in mind. You know, we have to be able to celebrate one another. We have to uplift. We have to tell each other that we're beautiful no matter the circumstance, ladies and gentlemen. So, sisters, this is for you. Put on your stilettos. Because I'm trying to figure out which pair I'm going to put on now. Am I going to put on the black ones with the spikes, or I'm going to put on the multicolored snake skins? But nonetheless, we are getting ready to have a party on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown with yours truly, Miss Fabulous. We got some wonderful hits that we're going into the countdown with. We're going to start the top of the hour off with Who Run the World, girls. We're going to Lose Control, and then we're going to house you, and then we're going to bring it all back. We're being together again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put it in the hands of our supervisor. This one is for you, ladies. Put your stilettos on and let's go with Miss Fabulous.
Stiletto Diva Throwdown right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's time to go throw down. All of you divas out there and people, stop passing the damn notes and just say something.
Jingle bells.
I'm Queen of Hearts, and I'm kicking up my stiletto on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down. Number 4.
Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls. Who run this mother? 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 Girls. number 3.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control.
Let your mind be free, relax your body, jump, jump.
a little higher. Jump, jump until you get tired. House your body, house your body. House your body to the base. I'll see it all over the place, so don't let nobody in your way. Tonight's your night, today's your day. Africa will hear you wrong.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long. I'll house you.
Don't you know?
I'll house you.
Don't you know that?
I'll house you. You in my hut now.
Don't you know that?
I house you.
Don't you know?
He will.
I house you.
Yo.
I house you. You in my hut now. Girl, I see you. Do what you do. Go on, girl, and act a fool. There's no need to play it cool. Everybody shake your body. We got to mingle the real house party. Come on, and stick with me. I'll keep things the way they should be. Keep your house until you sweat, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. House is food and you need it. If I feed it, you should eat it. Say, house your body, house your body. Say, house your body, house your body. You know my G will sing you wrong. House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long. House music all night long. House music all night long.
Yeah. I'll house you.
Yeah. I'll house you.
Do that.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
You in my hut now.
I'm just saying.
You can do that.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
You in my hut now.
Daddy, break it on down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on, girl.
The Mikey button. Here we go.
Round and round and round and round and round and hear the house music steady, steady pounding. Feel the energy rush up to your face.
Feel the vibe.
Feel the vibe. Feel the bass.
Come on.
This is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank one out of this cat. This is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank, this is a blank one out of this cat.
have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
And gentlemen, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Another wonderful segment on the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. It is 19 minutes after the hour, 10:19 Eastern Standard Time. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, will cause you to be small, then small, then small. If we keep doing this Stiletto Diva throwdown, countdown week after week, we're going to be in shape, ladies. D-Slate, what did we start the hour off with, or what did we start the countdown off with? Give us the names and the music. Yes.
Well, we started off the countdown with Beyonce's Run the World, Girls. Then we had Missy Elliott with Lose Control, the Jungle Brothers with I'll House You, and Janet Jackson with Together Again, My Ex-Wife. I hope she's doing good. I hope she's really doing good.
Wow, D Slate, interesting. So that would make that we're brothers and sisters because I love Michael. Rest in peace, Michael Joseph Jackson, definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, definitely these songs that I select week after week is very, very sentimental, and I believe it's for the uplifting of women. I am going to take these stilettos off before I'm telling you they'll start looking like hands, and my feet are killing me, but it was such a great workout, and I hope you would join me every week for the Stiletto Diva Countdown Throwdown or Throwdown Countdown, however you want to word it. Just definitely make sure that you tune in with us on each and every Monday. Now, what we're going to do is getting to the famous birthdays by CK. After that, we're going to get a little bit into the Holiday Ghetto Gourmet, and then we're going to bring you another Christmas jam by Luther Vandross. Every year, every Christmas, one of my favorites. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to get into the famous birthdays on today. If you're celebrating a birthday and want to give yourself a shout-out or someone else, definitely hit us up on Facebook chat room or the 718-766-4553 number. CK, take it away.
Thank you, PJ. Tonight's birthdays have rest in equal actress Mila Jovovich. She's 37 years old today. You know her from X role in Resident Evil. My next actor today is actor Sean Patrick Thomas of The District. And you've seen him in one of Tyler Perry's most famous movies. And he's 42 today. Now, you Ghostbusters fans and fans of the HBO series, actor Ernie Hudson, 57 years old today. Actress Laurie Holt, still The Walking Dead, 43 years old today. Actress Jennifer Carpenter of Dexter is 33 years old today. Actor Giovanni Brisky of such movies such as Public Enemies, Avatar, Ted, Lost in Translation, and Saving Private Ryan are most film friends. He's 38 years old today. Homicide, also, and Craig Bullock of Sugar Ray is old today. Director, producer, Peter Farrelly. Contributions to civilization include Been Talking About Mary, Dumb and Dumber. And then also the remake of Free Cook is 56 years old today. Actor, comedian, SEC, alumni, and Michael Truth. But film as American Pie, Brady from the House. And also his he was featured in Tyler Perry's The Biggest Witness Detective Program. 56 years old today. Actor Bernard Hill of Lord of the Rings, Titanic, 68 years old today. And last but not least, keyboardist, singer, Art Neville of the Neville Brothers, is 75 years old today. And back to you, CK. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that, CK. Happy birthday. If you're celebrating a birthday on this evening or today, we just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday from the D Hour Show Radio Network of Blog Talk Radio, and most importantly, the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. December birthdays are very special, and I'll be celebrating one on next month, January 22, and I'm definitely looking forward to that one. Also, rest in peace to the gentleman who created the barcode. He passed away, and that has been something that is most useful in our everyday lives. I mean, some people are actually even tattooing barcodes to signify their love. We won't get into that because we're going to keep the show moving, but I think that's most interesting. But once again, rest in peace to the inventor of the actual barcode. Now, as promised, we're going to do a small segment of the Ghetto Gourmet. We missed him, truly, and we're going to do a special holiday rendition, but this is going to be the short version because we're going to, at one point, review all of Ghetto Gourmet's recent recipes, and hopefully he will be inspired to maybe put them down on pencil or paper or eyeliner and, I don't know, napkin. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you the Ghetto Gourmet, and then after that, we're going to bless you with another Christmas jam every year, every Christmas, with the late, great Luther Vandross. Ladies and gentlemen, D. Slate, a.k.a. Ghetto Gourmet.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Double G is in the house once again. The Ghetto Gourmet is in the building. Look here. I got a nice little midnight holiday snack for you guys when the holiday's coming up. So, yes, it's the Christmas holiday. So all of our holiday snacks and recipes are holiday-oriented. So understand that the Ghetto Gourmet coming with it. He's going to tell you that tonight's recipe is called, I like to title it, Oh Free Holy Night. Look here, Oh Free Holy Night. Now, for those that might not know, for all my Latino brothers and sisters out there, Free Holy is beans. Yeah, Free Holy, Oh Free Holy Night. Now, that don't mean that I'm a pimp and I like to I'm trying to free certain kind of women. No, no, that's not what's going on. Oh, Free Holy Night. Look here. Ghetto Gourmet getting down with it. And I'm going to tell you how we do it tonight. We all know that when you look in your cabinet, there's always little knickknacks and canned goods in there that nobody want to mess with. So you know it's always a can of beans chilling in the cabinet somewhere. So all you got to do, okay, because you know you got some old flour taco shells chilling in the fridge somewhere. So look here, you get your can of Free Holies, you open up your can, you put it in the bowl, and now you know the beans in the can are kind of soft. So it won't be hard to smush the beans up. So you smush the beans up in a nice little bowl somewhere. Get your old flour tortillas in the fridge. You cut them up in little corners, and you put them in a little cake pan because that's all the damn pan you got to put in the damn oven. So you break your cake pan out. You cut them up in little slices. You put them in a pan, put them in the oven, let them get a little crispy on you. Boom. Take your bowl with your smashed up Free Holies in it. Oh, Free Holy Night. Look here. And you go in the fridge. You got some leftover pico de gallo chilling in your fridge because you ain't got no more damn taco meat because Ray Ray brought his greedy ass over to the house and ate up all the damn taco meat. Ray Ray, don't come over my house no more, man. Don't come over my house no more. Look here.
Yeah.
So you get the old pico de gallo, you take it out, sprinkle it a little bit inside the smushed up frijoles in your little bowl, sprinkle some of that old government cheese, the big block you got chilling in your refrigerator. You got some in there. Don't act like you don't. You got some in there. So you take some of that cheese and you put it in, toss it in the microwave for a few minutes because the cheese got to melt. I mean, if we had all night long, you might have to toss it in there for about 30 minutes because, you know, that cheese is hard as hell. Well, look here, though. You got to melt the cheese in your frijoles mix, okay? Boom. You got you some nice little crispy, crunchy Dorito, old school type Dorito, we like to call sliced up tortilla shells. But you take them, you put them in your little frijole pico de gallo government cheese dip. We like to call it frijole is frijole. Look here. Now you put them in your dip. You put your little chips along your little plate. Put your little bowl of dip right there, boom, you got old free holy night. You say, D.C., what the hell can I drink with it? Boom, I got something simple for you. I like to call it homemade eggnog. Boom, how you make homemade eggnog? You go in your refrigerator. You go in your refrigerator at home, break out the eggnog. You look in your cabinet at home, break out a glass. Pour that eggnog inside the glass. Go and get that cognac under Granddaddy's bed right next to his Playboys. Get the cognac, pour a little bit inside your eggnog in your glass that was at your home. Homemade eggnog. There you go. It's the gourmet. It's your boy, the Ghetto Gourmet, in the building with some of the holiday treats or holiday snacks, and you could all guess and you know it's going to be in my new cookbook, and the new cookbook is coming out soon entitled, Man, Ain't Nothing in My Damn Refrigerator. Sir, can I borrow some bologna, please? Boom. Cookbook is coming out soon, and you can best believe all the holiday treats and recipes going to be in there. Double G in the building. Back to you, PJ.
I'm telling you, my stomach is growling because I am so hungry. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Double G, the Ghetto Gourmet. And definitely, I understand, my officials tell me in my earpiece that he's made available for all of your catering needs. So there may be something sparked of interest because all of that sounds so yummy. Wow, I can't wait. Woo.
I'll be coming to every neighborhood near you. If you see an old UPS truck, that's your boy Double G.
I am so certain about that one. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a blast here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, Mr. Norfolk, Mr. CK in the building. We're going to go ahead and progress. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, I'm going to bring to you another Christmas jam by the late, great Luther Vandross. When we come back, we will be asking Al anything. Yes. Asking Al anything, and then we're going to bring the Christmas song of the day, What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? Well, I can tell you all day long what the lonely does because, you know, well, we won't get into that. But nonetheless, and after we come back from that, we're going to bring to you the quote of the day by CK. So I'm going to give the mic over to our esteemed executive producer. And when we come back, once again, keep it locked here on the I Got Something to Say radio show because we are going to ask Al anything. Got quite a few holiday questions I need to ask Al about. Don't go anywhere. You can multitask, watch football, listen to the I Got Something to Say show. You'll get it like that. To you, D. Slate.
Here we go. Once again, the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's time for another Christmas song getaway break. Right here on the I Got Something to Say show, we got Luther Vandross. Ooh, with Every Year, Every Christmas, right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Now, why the hell are you trying to send me a message on your Etch-A-Sketch? Just say something.
Jingle bells.
I've waited and waited.
in my head, and I got my answers that first moment that we met. And oh yes, I believed you as you told me.
On the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at this 38 minutes after the hour, 10:38 Eastern Standard Time, and it is the 17th day of December 2012. This is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, Mr. Norfolk, and CK. That was the sultry sounds of the late, great Luther Vandross. Every year, every Christmas, one of my ultimate favorite Christmas tunes. So, Mr. Luther Vandross, you're dearly missed, and we definitely will continue to keep you in our prayers and uplift it. Now, what I want to do, I want to ask Al anything, but I want to ask him a couple of holiday questions that have been dancing around like sugar plums in my head. I have to get this off of my chest. And I actually was going to invite GB to come over to ask the questions, but we will be here until Christmas Eve 2013. So with being said, I'm going to be the representative. Yeah, exactly. So, Al, are you ready? CK, D-Slate, our listening audience of the hour, the D-Hour Show Radio Network, are you ready? Okay.
No.
No? Okay. You say no?
We ready.
GB going to be doing it, we're ready.
I told him stand by. I told him to wait for the plane. When you hear the plane come around, then you can go ahead and start speaking.
Okay,
but
we're ready
then. We don't live in the airplane zone, so this is a no-fly zone. So that says in translation what? Manamana. Okay, I'm the only one that got that one. All righty. Well, awesome. I do want to say this. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm looking at, well, of course, I'm on the air, and I'm also looking at Are You There Yet on television in the station, the Anonymous Blue radio station, and the late, great Heavy D is featured in this particular segment. Rest in peace, Heavy D. I always just can't believe that he's gone too soon.
How you do that?
Exactly. But you know what? Heavy D, people negated to recognize this. Mount Vernon, New York, you know, he was also Jamaican. So shout out to, you know, us, how we get down, the West Indians, the Jamaicans, you know, as we say. But I have to ask these questions. But come down, selector, Tetel and Selassie, briefcase. All right. Now, number one. Where do turtle doves come from? Is it the turtle side of the family or is it the dove side of the family?
Can y'all help me, please?
Please. Now, where does turtle doves come from? Is it the turtle side of the family or the dove side of the family? Who has the heavier influence?
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, it's telling me it might be an argument between the turtle family and the dove family. They might want to have a family reunion and maybe barbecue or something and discuss it.
Now you can't barbecue. You can't barbecue because it's bird. You're going to barbecue some bird. You're going to put some yard bird on the grill. I think it's something like cannibalism.
They should go on war and find out who's the father.
They need to go on war.
All right, easy now, fine young cannibals. They drive me crazy.
Sound like hot garbage.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of more questions that's gonna actually blow your mind, okay? Jingle bells. All right, here we go. Why do we get presents for Christmas and then we're told to forget the past for the new year?
There it is.
Well, let me run that back. Why do we get presents for Christmas and we're told to forget the past during New Year's? Why? Tell me, sweet little why. Why?
Didn't we talk about mental health in the first segment?
Yeah, we did. You know, they're actually coming out with the DSM-5, so I'm ecstatic about that. Maybe I'll get my stuff answered. So, Al, the rebuttal, are you going to answer it, or are you going to wait till 6:55 now?
Is it an app for that? Like, I mean, we got to make an app for just, you know what I mean, for mental health, like, you know what I mean?
Good grief, Charlie Brown.
You can type in poetic justice. You know what I mean? It'll give you a diagnosis.
Jingle bells, Al, jingle bells. CK, were you saying something? I couldn't hear him over the music. Eric Robinson, we had him on shout out.
No, I was going to sit back on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. quiet area for you, and D-Slate, you go to your room. Okay, number three. Why do we put candy canes on trees and they can't even walk? What do they need a cane for?
There it is. I know. I've been thinking that, too.
Exactly. Why do we put canes on something that don't even walk? They don't need assistance on a third leg. Why?
Did she say third leg?
Yeah, it's not like the angel on top. Not like she's going nowhere.
Hey, yo, pause.
Pause.
I want some beef to the butthead. She said third leg. On the
radio. Yes. Yes. The third leg, you know, is considered to be, you know, you crawl, and then they say, you know, as you become older and you need the assistance of a cane, it's more.
Right.
So, you know, candy canes and the tree isn't going anywhere. Why does the tree need a cane?
Because some people don't know how to prop they tree up right. You know, when you get the live trees, you got to turn them screws in the bottom. And some people, back in the old days, they didn't know how to prop it up right. So they put candy canes on the joint. So if it leans to one side, they can prop it up with the candy cane. Yeah, yeah. That's what
you is smart. Who is your teacher? You is smart. Wow. That is miraculous. And then they have like a little kickstand on some of the older Christmas trees.
Right, right. That's all a derivative of the candy cane, you know what I'm saying?
You're like a Jingle Bell genius. Gosh. Jingle Bell genius. All right, number four. Let's see. Why do people continue to talk on a silent night? Why?
Man, mouths
say,
just be running.
Get somewhere and sat down.
On a silent night.
Get somewhere and sat down. You say what? Yeah, why do people talk on a silent night?
Hey, yo,
why?
When it's silent night, though. I mean, really, when it's silent night. When the person that wrote that song was getting raw. See, you know what I'm saying? He was getting raw. And they was like, shut up. And he was like, you know what I'm saying? It was commemorating. You know what I mean? But when is silent night, though?
When we get off the air, we go sleep.
Probably when people, badass kids, go to sleep. Silent night.
I take that one for 200, Alex. Yeah. What do you think, CK?
I don't know. I'm just
going to
stay silent about it.
Okay. How cool is that? All right, and this is the last and final question, and then we're going to get into the song of the day, and then we'll come back with the quote of the day. A little bit of more inspirational music, you know, inspired by France as well as Puerto Rico, and then we're going to come back with the wrap-up of this segment of the I Got Something to Say. Now, this is the bonus question. The bonus question is, why does Mary get to have her own Christmas and not Bob, Catherine, and John? What's
Please,
so special about Mary?
Know.
Why she have her own
let
Christmas, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why?
Right.
Mary. Mary has her own Christmas, and why not Bob, Catherine, and John?
Why not Bone Seeker? Bone Seeker can't have one?
That's right. Bone Seeker Christmas. That's right. Malik Christmas.
That's
right.
Because Mary get a conga bone in this dance for me. You did?
There you go.
Y'all mean? Yes. So Mary's like M-E-R-R-I. Okay, so we got one more question. We got time for one more question. Be slate.
Here we go. This is my question. On Christmas, we have Christmas carolers. Why we ain't got no carolers on Halloween and Thanksgiving, huh? Why we ain't got no carolers on Halloween, huh? Candy corn, candy corn is trick or treat on Halloween night.
Hey, you thought long and hard about that one, too. That was
That's
me
real.
And your heart, too, wasn't it? Nobody even likes candy corn. You got to be the only person in the world that likes candy corn. Like,
speak for yourself. I love them. They're great.
I I want to know about the carolers. Why we don't have carolers on Halloween walking up to the door singing Thriller? What's up with that?
That's real. No doubt, CK. It's at the midnight. Trick or treat.
So wrong with that, man. Any listeners out there, I need help. So help me.
The first way to receive it, the first thing is to admit it. So definitely applaud your effort.
So
help
me. If you're listening, call 911.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another wonderful segment of Ask Al Anything, the holiday rendition with yours truly, Mr. Al, Norfolk, CK, and D-Slate.
Down
911. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Down 911.
No, please don't. We want you to dial 718-766-4553 if you feel the need or feel inspired to call me. If you want someone
need somebody to talk to,
That is the best. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to definitely get into our Christmas song of the day, which is What Does the Lonely Do at Christmas? We're going to come back with the quote of the day with CK, and then we're going to close out our segment with two songs inspired by international as well as culture. One, we're going to be bringing Assis by Chanteuse Camille en Francais, and then Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano at Puerto Rico. So we're going to come back with those things, and we're going to be closing out with our final remarks. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pass the microphone in the anonymous studio to our esteemed producer, D. Slate, on our Christmas song of the day.
Well, actually, we had a little issue with What the Lonely Do at Christmas, so... I think GB was in here messing with the thing, so I'm mad at GB right now.
Okay, well, you know, he can't keep his hands to himself, so definitely let's go ahead with the quote of the day, and then we will go close out our segment with the holiday and international inspired music, okay? So CK, I'm gonna pass the mic over to you for the quote of the day. What you got for us?
All right, PJ. This one touched me the most when I read this one today. Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you, and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, because hate in your heart will consume you too. And that was Will Smith.
What the?
I'm going to repeat it one more time.
Yeah, one more again, please. Take that back.
Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you, and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, because hate in your heart will consume you too.
He came up with that quote right after Independence Day, huh?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there eating a bucket of chicken pot.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I really like that, and I like the quotes that you actually pick out, CK, because they have a lot of substance, and you never know. It may just be a couple of words, a sentence, a run-on sentence, or what have you, no pun intended, that may make the difference in somebody's life. So I thank you for those selections, and I know you choose the quote of the day very, very carefully, and you take that very seriously. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, the quote of the day by our brother, CK. Now, we're going to be closing out the segment. I mean, of course, we've had laughter. We've had serious conversations. We've done a whole lot on this evening. So I want to bring to you, for all of my Africans, for all of my Cape Verdeans, for all of my French-speaking people, I'm going to introduce to you a song that was used in the Nutcracker, the Addicts Theater Nutcracker. And I was actually told it was by some Senegalese sisters. They go by the name of Zap Mama. If you have the opportunity to check out Zap Mama, definitely, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Les Nubians are also great. But this song is not by Zap Mama. She's similar. She is actually a French chanteuse, which is a French singer by way of France, and she is also a human beatboxer. So just look at the version of a Bismarckie, but look at it in a Caucasian female international twist. She is super, super awesome. So I'm going to introduce the song to you at this time. Les gens et des gens de parlent français et la chanteuse en français Assis mean in English les États-Unis de Assis meaning seated en chanteuse de la Camille. Ladies and gentlemen, Camille Assis for our holiday and international inspired music. Soon following that, Feliz Navidad by José Feliciano of Puerto Rico. All right, so in the hands of our esteemed producer, take it away.
I'm
ladies and gentlemen, Feliz Navidad to all of my mommies and to all of my poppies. Feliz Navidad, Puerto Rico. Yes, a Puerto Rico, a este. Yes, to all of my Spanish-speaking people, to all of my Honduras people, to all of my New Yorkers, where you at in the building, Puerto Rico. That was by Jose Feliciano, 1970, Feliz Navidad, representing once again Puerto Rico. And then at the top of the hour for our international-inspired Christmas, Joel, Chantis de en français de la chaussée, Camille en français, the Juju Tajuni are seated, and Camille is the artist in the United States. And once again, to all of my French-speaking people, to all of my Afrikaners and all of my Cape Verdeans, once again, bon jour and Noël and all of those good things. So to good fortune, to good people, we ask for peace and increase, considering the United States abroad and in the Middle East. So this wonderful, wonderful journey that we took on this evening, December the 17th, 2012. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, a blog talk radio, the Hour Show Radio Network. This has been truly, truly one of my other favorite shows. Last week, by all means, it was like a broken necklace. It was off the chain with our special guest last week, Eric Roberson. But stay tuned. We have more people coming our way. I'm telling you, our executive producer and the founder of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, D. Slate, he is always on the move and how to improve our shows for your listening audience, of course. So we're going to go around the room in the Anonymous Blue Studios and give our closing remarks before we get out of here on this evening. We're probably tired. We work, you know, independent jobs, but yet we still find time to come on the air and bless you with the laughs, some information. Definitely we share tears and all these things. That's what makes us a family, because we are radio. So, CK, what you got for us on this evening?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to tell my baby niece, Paris, happy birthday. She turned 6 years old today.
Oh, bless the little heart. Happy birthday, Paris. You said Paris, right?
Yes. And I just want to tell everybody, yeah, she's like my world. I love her to death. I just want to tell everybody out there, make the best of your days. Enjoy them like they're your last. And I look forward to talking with y'all next week and having a great time. And I'm not trying to get a gourmet eggnog. So, you know, bring me one of those Pepsi. Like, no, just let you know.
Yeah, you know, I do want to say this real quick. Speaking about inspired cuisines, on the show on Thursday, I talked a little bit about, I think, one of the Asian countries, and this is for the purpose of our listening audience and Al. They have Pepsi, what is it, Pepsi chicken, fried chicken, Pepsi chips in Korea somewhere. Do you all remember what it was, CK and D. Slate?
It was Pepsi and fried chicken flavored chips.
There you go. And it's a real chip, ladies and gentlemen. Fried chicken and Pepsi Lay's chips in one of the Asian countries. Absolutely. You can't get no better than that. I don't even think GG can top that one.
That's real. That's real black right there.
Yeah. You ever heard of Seoul, Korea?
You'll find that, like, downtown Compton or 35th Street, Newport News, Virginia. You know what I mean? This is Church Street, Martin Luther King Avenue. They always got a Martin Luther King Avenue.
I'm pretty sure they probably got Dr. Pepper and rib tip chips, too.
And Dr. Pepper didn't even go to medical school.
There it is.
That's right. Something wrong with that girl, though.
Yes, and I digress. Jingle bells. All right, so Mr. Norfolk, what are your closing thoughts for this evening?
Hey, yo, I just want to say I'm going to do this shameless plug, ZIN Imogen. We always see the better you, the best you, my baby. I can't even get my slogan right. I want to say big up to my kids, you know what I'm saying, Tali Ali, And AJ, you know, I always got to beat them up because they always doing good things, you know what I'm saying? And I hug them and kiss them every morning, so I ain't got to worry about hugging them and kissing them just because something happened in Connecticut. I do that every day. And I just want to say big ups to my wife for sticking with me, you know what I'm saying? Even when times get hard, you know what I'm saying? She's always behind me. And I also want to plug my homeboy with his little book, Dirty Little Secrets. I ain't seen it yet, but you know what I mean? we just want to pick up everybody that's doing big things and positive things. And don't forget Lady Fabulous at Montego Caribbean tomorrow, you know what I mean? And her hair shorter than rice or something like that.
Hey. 11:55
No.
No. All right, what do you have to say, G Slate? This guy I'm talking about me. Wow, what did they do that at? Yes. G Slate,
well,
what do you have for us, boss?
Well, I just want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for tuning into the I Got Something to Say radio show tonight. We had fun with you guys as usual. Keep tuning in every week, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. Make sure you guys check out myself, CK, and LEO tomorrow on the Tuesday spot. We got Rose, Bella Philman from the Verses and Flow poetry show. She's going to be on the show with us tomorrow spitting some poetry, so make sure you guys check that out. As well as Wednesday, your boy D Slate is going to be in the building for L1. And we got on the Nod Your Head Wednesday show, the premier hip-hop show on the DR Network. And your boy D Slate, RC, and LEO was going to be getting it in with hip-hop star Talib Kweli is going to be in the building. So make sure you guys check that out. As well as Thursday, Celebrity Thursday. Oh, my goodness. Myself, CK, Miss Fabulous, PJ, we're going to be in the building talking to old school R&B group 2D Extreme. And for those that don't know, Johnny Gill's brother is in that group, Randy Gill. We're going to be talking with him and the brothers of 2D Extreme. And we also may have another special celebrity guest in the building hanging out with us on Celebrity Thursday. So you never know. Make sure you tune in because we're going to be getting it in. And just keep listening to us. And I just want to say prayers and blessings definitely go out to all the wonderful families in Newton, Connecticut. We are praying for you, and we are praying for change.
Thank you so, so very much, CK, Mr. Norfolk, and D Slate. And definitely to you all, the listening audience of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, the I Got Something to Say radio show, we would be remiss to say that we thank you for tuning in each and every Monday. And to all of our segments and all of our shows collaboratively, you could be doing anything throughout the United States, our friends and family in Canada, Germany, Hawaii, who turn into us, but you choose to be with us, and for that we are also grateful on this evening. Once again, to piggyback off of D-Slate, our prayers will be continued in our hearts and in our minds and our souls for the victims and families of Newtown, Connecticut. Definitely we continue to pray for you all and pray with you so you can have some type of, not necessarily closure, but more self-peace within your hearts and souls. Definitely to everyone who supports me, I want to say thank you so very much to my mommy. I love you so very much. And to my brother, Steve, hey, and all my other friends and family. Definitely you don't have to be blood to be family. And I consider D-Slate, CK, and Mr. Norfolk my family, which I look forward to each and every Monday being with in the Anonymous Blue Studios. And if you have a birthday... Oh, isn't that so sweet? Yes, that's so sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. If you have a birthday or if you have a significant occurrence, we definitely want to hear about it. If you're doing something positive in the community, we want to hear about that too. And even though next week it is Christmas Eve, yes, we will be working, bringing you the hits, the music, the Christmas music, the fun, the laughter, and the entertainment. We thank you. And just remember, life is short, so love each other every day. And life is extremely short, like my real hair. Good night. Continue to follow us, and we'll follow you. Thank you. Get home safe. God bless.
Yeah, I mean.
Jingle bells.
Yeah, I mean.
Jingle bells.
Jingle Bells.
Say something, I. It's the I guess.